This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, I'm going to open with this simply as a point that this proves so many things about so much of the false facts put out by the gun grabbers on a regular basis. Coming out of Maryland, of all places, Dundalk, Maryland, wherever that is, I have no idea where that would be. Apparently, a man got very, very upset when his wife took a bite of his grilled cheese sandwich. So upset, in fact, that he opened fire inside his home. He barricaded himself in. He had an hours-long standoff with police, with Baltimore County Police. During the standoff, a woman and three teenagers ran outside the home and told officers a man started shooting through the basement floor after he found out someone ate a piece of his sandwich, according to WBAL-TV. Police said Daniel Bryan Blackwell, 55, my age, then barricaded himself inside the home for nearly 3 hours. Standoff apparently ended when Blackwell stepped out on the front porch, allowing officers to use pepper balls to subdue him and bring him into custody. And inside the house, they found 15 guns. You see, that's part two of the rub. Blackwell's not legally allowed to own guns. He's a felon. He's been convicted of assault. So he's now charged with attempted murder, assault, reckless endangerment, and various firearm violations, according to a police report. This is in Maryland. Maryland is a wannabe gun grabbing state. This guy had 15 guns in his house. So much for what the prohibited persons lists actually do. For the people that want to have guns and aren't going to pay attention to the prohibited persons list. So much for that. That part I find, I just had to open with that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. Not really, though. Now, one of the things that's happening right now, I have something going on my end that is vibrating and I cannot tell what it is. And it's not anything in here. Anyway, there's this little short film. It's a 90-second pen and black ink drawn animation called Bambi Meets Godzilla. Bambi sitting there, blissfully unaware of what's going on around himself or her. I guess Bambi would be a female. And then, ultimately, Godzilla's foot comes down on top of Bambi. The film, the first 50 seconds of the film, and it's a 90-second film, excuse me, are devoted to the ingenious grazing Bambi, obscured by scrolling credits for the film's creator, Marv Newland. It was written by him, screenplay by him, produced by him, and, of course, Marv Newland himself was produced by Mr. and Mrs. Newland. Bambi's abrupt demise by the vanity of Marv Newland's adolescent wreckage of all that is pure and unmolested takes all of 3 seconds as Godzilla's foot suddenly fills the screen, or as they would say in Japan, Godzilla! Then the end lingers for nearly 20 seconds or so, and that's it. It's all over. And so also go the Democrats, brutally squished like a bug by the Godzilla of political mutants, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, and his misbegotten two-term presidency. Now, I predicted that Trump would win. Now, I'm going to make my next prediction, if I may. Within 100 days of the Trump presidency, nothing noteworthy will remain of the Obama socio-political 90-second mischance experimental thing that he did. Even a screenplay ushering in the first black president meriting an historic copyright will be for a forgettable tragedy and a farce without a hint of heroism. Because Obama was an amateur. Not at being a statist, of course, but totally self-absorbed. He had a bliss-like denial of reality, and he's been preoccupied with self-congratulatory accolades, and he's breaking his arm, patting himself on the back, for merely showing up at the right time. Unlike Bambi, however, Obama is not an innocent. He's a cultivated radical. He created a mask of moderation, promising hope to the long-suffering inner-city dispossessed, and deliverance for guilt-scarred uptown and suburban white liberals. And both got betrayed. And anyone else who trusted him got betrayed. His big foot thoroughly dismantled the Democratic Party, which is no trivial achievement. In his wake of unsalvageable debris, no leaders, perpetual juvenilia exhorted by septuagenarians, having no purpose, scorned and rejected now. Imagine that in 8 years, Obama perverted the turnover of two-thirds of the state legislatures to the Republicans. That's almost enough to repeal whatever progressive-leaning constitutional amendment might be noxious at the moment. Hundreds of thousands of white privileged liberals actively campaign for Obama in the white upper-middle-class suburbs while donating fortunes to his elections. Such a species is abundant in eastern Massachusetts, West 72nd Street in Manhattan, coastal California. Electing the first black president was the white liberals' pathway to salvation. Yet their legacy contains their own complicity in the resurgent racial tension that is there, and in the intolerance of ideas that is present. Gender politics alongside the malignant neglect of national security and sovereignty, all there, even though they considered it virtuous. Insulated from rebuke by the media and the celebrity co-sponsors, willing to lie, willing to manipulate, and a public that didn't listen to him and didn't buy any of it. Same Democrats cannot fathom the resurgence of the gritty individual liberty nor the rejection of their patronage. These patrons for environmental and social justice boondoggles wonder why wretched living conditions, crime and poverty won't just vanish. Why don't they just go away? And why shouldn't MommyPoppins.com, transgender coloring books, and Hollywood hits be amongst everyone's Facebook likes? The Democrats loved Obama, and and they get an inconsequential pink chalk scrawled love note expunged like so much cheap graffiti. So here's the next story coming up. Godzilla of modern politics, written by Barack Obama, screenplay by Barack Obama, produced by Barack Obama. Obama exterminated his own party. Only dead space remains. In the words of philosopher Anthony Flew, when we are dead, nothing is experienced, not even emptiness. The world in death does not change. It simply ceases. Yeah. Yeah, it is. When we get back, what could you do with $11.6 billion? I'll tell you what you could do with it. This is Lock and Load.
for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection,
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Now then, $11.6 billion. In the parlance of government, of course, that's not a whole lot of money. In 2014, the U.S. government spent that much on climate change research, technology, international assistance, and adaptation, according to the GAO, or the General Accountability Office. This utterly useless research actually harms us by advancing the ridiculous notion that mankind is responsible for the so-called warming of the earth. That idea is so foolish, given that the earth has not warmed over the past approximately 20 years, and we are now struggling today with record cold. That is, proponents have changed their focus from global warming to extreme weather to climate change, always seeking the most effective way to scare people so as to assure a continued flow of pork. And like a lot of things they've been advancing, it has not worked. Only 36% of geoscientists and engineers believe that humans are creating a global warming crisis, according to a survey reported in the peer-reviewed Organization Studies. You're never going to see that on mainstream media. By contrast, a strong majority of the 1,077 survey respondents believe that nature is the primary cause of recent global warming and or that future global warming will not be a very serious problem. Why not reallocate these low ROI climate change funds to other more desirable causes? What could we use that money for? See, whenever somebody spends money with me to sponsor my show, they expect me to provide some sort of result, as does everything, you know, except for in government. But what could we use $11.6 billion for? Well, how about the border wall? Right now, there is no reliable price tag on completing construction, but the Trump team has estimated the cost at $8 billion. Recent congressional legislation pegged the number at $10 billion, and construction experts say it could be more than double that. Let's say it costs $20 billion and it takes 10 years to finish. I'm not worried about it. He's going to make Mexico pay for that. How about a 355-ship Navy? Trump is requesting more ships. The Navy is proposing the biggest shipbuilding boom since the end of the Cold War to meet threats from a saber-rattling China and Iran. Boasting shipbuilding to meet the 355-ship goal could require an additional $5 to $5.5 billion. That would be an annual spending. That would cover 2 years of it right there. In addition to helping assure national security and the safe passage of global commercial shipping, a larger fleet would be better for both the sailors, who'd enjoy shorter deployments, and for the ships, which would have more downtime for maintenance. Number three, we could have a permanent moon settlement. I was just thinking the other day how I'd like to have one of those. NASA has estimated that building a permanent moon base would cost $10 billion over the next 5 years. The many benefits to establishing a base on the moon include providing refueling stations that could save billions from future space missions, especially to Mars, which are planned for the 2030s, plus providing unique opportunities for research and the testing of new technology. We could pay for a trip to Mars. That would actually be $19.5 billion, but it's a pretty good down payment, isn't it? Now, let's look at the yearly cost for these four projects, okay? Border wall, that would be $2 billion a year. 355-ship Navy, $5.5 billion per year. Permanent moon settlement, $2 billion per year. Trip to Mars, $1 billion per year. The total cost of these projects adds up to about $10.5 billion annually, which is substantially less than the $11.6 billion being wasted on climate change fraud. There's even one-plus billion left over to kickstart the trillion-dollar infrastructure spending plan that Trump wants to kickstart. Then the fraudster scientists and the engineers thrown out of their flim-flam climate change racket could redeploy their skills to something useful, like improving fracking and horizontal drilling technologies, is exploring space and hardening our IT infrastructure against foreign hacking. Otherwise, we hear there's some wonderful greeter jobs. They didn't want to do something like that. $11.6 billion would pay for all of that. And yet, nobody ever gets out there. You know, I can't remember the numbers guy. It was Roy. The numbers guy who would talk about immigration. He would come up there with the gumballs, remember, and he'd have all the see-through jars. And he would start dropping the gumballs. And then before long, he would just have a stage full of gumballs. And everybody would be going, oh, my God. Because he was visualizing. You know, when you're out there and you're saying $19 trillion, for most people, that's a very abstract thing. When the debt was $15 trillion, okay? When the debt was $15 trillion, $15 trillion in $100 bills, palletized, would cover an area. And this is with a pallet that is going to be chest high. It would, the base of it would cover the area equal to both of the original World Trade Centers. And the height of it would be taller than them, the original World Trade Center stacked on each other. How does that sound for $100 bills? That's a lot of $100 bills, isn't it? So, government and money. The only way to make government toe the line is going to be to starve it. We've got to get rid of all of this junk. Everybody's heard the story. Well, the Obama people and the Clinton people are all looking for jobs, and there's no jobs to be had. Oh, boo-hoo. Go home. Go home. How many of these people are from Washington, D.C.? Go home. Get a job. Use your education. Get a job. Just because you worked on a campaign, just because you worked in, on the executive staff of the former resident of the White House, that doesn't guarantee you a job. It does not. Go home. Welcome to the real world. When we get back, Washington Post, they've decided, well, at least one reporter, he's decided to double down on fake news about guns. Fake news. That's a new thing. Fake news. Fake news. Okay. I'm good. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Now then, Washington Post reporter Mike Rosenwald, he's very upset about this effort to remove suppressors from the NFA schedule. A suppressor is essentially a muffler for a firearm, and all that it really does is reduce the report of a gunshot by about 30 decibels. Now, the actual firearm can be purchased easily enough following an instant background check. Right now, the process here in the United States of legally purchasing a suppressor, which is not a firearm, and is incapable of shooting any projectiles at all, can take more than a year, and it costs hundreds of dollars above and beyond the price of the actual suppressor. Hearing protection advocates say the suppressor regulations not only make little sense, but they also lead to the infliction of needless hearing damage on those who regularly use firearms. In Britain, it is exactly the opposite, right? In Britain, it is very difficult to buy the gun. You can buy the suppressor at any Ace Hardware store. There is no NFA. There is no tax stamp. As a matter of fact, in Britain, you're expected to have one. Every deer hunter in Britain has a suppressor. Every centerfire rifle in Britain has a suppressor. Over here, well, we just can't have it that way, of course. Now, Mike Rosenwald, instead of providing an accurate reflection of the suppressor debate, he chose to dismiss the legitimate claims and concerns of those who actually understand how firearms and suppressors work, while elevating the specious claims of gun controllers who oppose any efforts to make it easier for a law-abiding citizen to purchase and use suppressors for hearing protection. His most shocking assertion, which for me casts a whole lot of doubt on his credibility, period, is when he gets out there and refers to the 22 long rifle as a high-powered rifle. He writes, but gun control activists say silencers are getting quieter, particularly in combination with subsonic ammunition, which is less lethal but still damaging. They point to videos on YouTube in which silencers make high-powered rifles have no more sound than a pellet gun, according to one demonstrator showing off a silenced semi-automatic 22 long rifle. Most firearms experts would react with shock that a reporter that actually gets paid by a major newspaper would make such an outrageous and absurd claim, and the claim would somehow survive the editorial process. So coming off of Twitter, we got Cam Edwards of the Cam and Company show says, in its weekend hit piece on suppressors, Washington Post claims 22 long rifles are high powered. Yeah. Lots of people got in on this. The 22 long rifle caliber is weak enough that it's considered cruel and inhumane to hunt anything but varmints with it. To give you some perspective, if you were to look at the dozens of different rifle cartridges side by side, the 22 long rifle round would be the shortest, dinkiest one in the lineup. Now, the size of a round matters because that tells you how big the projectile is and that tells you how much powder is probably in that brass. International gun control advocates don't even go that far as to claim that the 22 long rifle is a high-powered gun. Gunpolicy.org, a global gun control outfit that was run by the University of Sydney, says the term high-powered rifle is used to differentiate large-caliber, factory-made repeating long guns from single-shot shotguns, 22 caliber rimfire rifles, and homemade firearms. So rather than being high powered, the 22LR is so low powered that it's what many parents and instructors use when teaching a young child how to shoot. And that doesn't mean it's harmless, but there is no planet, no gravity system where the 22 becomes even close to resembling a high-powered rifle cartridge. It is a completely nonsensical claim that instantly discredits anyone who would make it. Rosenwald, rather than admit error, he doubled down, and he doubled down on the most absurd way possible by mocking anyone who corrected him, and then by refusing to provide any source or data to back up his absurd claim. Sean Davis of The Federalist, I think. How much work and research went into you describing 22LR as a high-powered rifle? Mike Rosenwald, back on Twitter. I don't use Twitter. Maybe I need to. He gets out there and says, your piece carefully avoids interesting facts. Go do your homework on what armed forces shooting 22 long rifle and read a few firearms magazines. Nothing says journalistic integrity and trustworthy reporting like making a claim like that one. Mocking everyone who calls it absurd and calls you out for it and refusing to provide any basis by which you came up with your conclusion. And then telling everybody else to do the research for him. Google it. He said Google it one time. And for Rosenwald, it appears that Google is a little too high-powered for him to use and fully understand. By his own admission, he apparently based his claim that 22 long rifle is a high-powered rifle on the fact that the Israeli Defense Forces sometimes utilize the caliber in limited circumstances. It must be very limited because I didn't know that. And listen, not for nothing. I'm just saying that, you know, in the 80s they weren't doing it because I've trained with them. Had he followed his own advice to use Google to verify simple facts, he would have learned that the IDF sometimes issues 22s in extremely limited circumstances, not for combat purposes, but to kill small animals and injure violent protesters. The only reason they turned to the 22 in the first place was because it wanted something less lethal than the standard military issue 5.56, which, by the way, they pick 5.56 when the goal is to wound. If they're trying to kill people, they would go with a 7.62 by 51. So to review as we get ready to head into the break, Washington Post reporter Mike Rosenwald made an outrageous claim, has no basis in reality, mocked everyone that pointed it out to him, and then doubled down on his ignorance and made another outrageous claim to support his already outrageous claim. And then he stepped on a rake because he was too lazy to do the simple research that he snidely demanded that everyone else do on his behalf. Earlier this week, coming from the same Washington Post, Margaret Sullivan wrote a long article demanding that conservatives start using the term fake news to criticize coverage from outlets like the Washington Post. Better idea for you there, Margaret. I'll stop using the term fake news, especially fake news about guns, when the Washington Post stops publishing it. How about that? Is that a fair trade with you there, sweetheart? When we get back, gun control groups are looking now at legally obtained guns because, well, we just can't have those anymore. They're too dangerous. Nobody pays attention to what happens around them, do they? This is Lock and Load.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. January 9th, 2 days ago, two leaders in the gun control movement took off their little masks and made plain that their desire is not to just limit illegal guns, which is what they've said all along, but to go after illegal gun owners, but to target legally obtained firearms as well. Two leaders, Igor Volsky and Mark Glaze, revealed their desires in an op-ed published by USA Today. They recounted the attack at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport, then wrote, "The incident constituted the first major American shooting of 2017. But for Florida, a state still reeling from a killer who stormed an LGBT nightclub, murdered 49 people and wounded 53 others in June, this is the second time in less than 7 months that an individual who could legally carry a gun used that gun as a tool to perpetrate mass murder." They go on to estimate the number of guns in America at 265 million, which is at least 70 million lower than reality, probably closer to about 400 million less than reality. Then after getting the number of privately owned guns wrong, Volsky and Glaze cite a study for the American Journal of Medicine that is focused on gun violence in 2010, but they quote the study as if it were applicable today. They claim, based on the outdated study, they claim Americans use their mini guns to kill each other at a rate that's 25 times higher than people in any other high-income country. And again, the study they cite was created via the examination of 2010 mortality data. Then they boldly claim that furthermore, American guns are rarely used for self-defense and link to a Violence Policy Center study in hopes of bolstering their proclamation. Now, if you're keeping count at home on this one, that is a insulting underestimation of the number of privately owned guns. One citation of a study that's focused on 2010 data and one link to a VPC study that uses quotes from debunked Harvard researcher David Hemingway. After presenting all those forms of information, Volsky and Glaze conclude that the problem is not illegal guns, but guns in general. They write, legally obtained or not by individuals who are qualified to own them or not, guns are the problem. Let's point out a few things that they left out that are important. Let's point out that where this shooting happened in Florida this time, at the Fort Lauderdale, at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport, that part of the airport is a gun-free zone, as is the Orlando Pulse nightclub that they referenced. Both of these have 100% gun control, and it only meant that law-abiding citizens were 100% gun-free when criminals and or terrorists started shooting. It would have also been nice if Volsky and Glaze had also quoted some more recent numbers on American gun violence. Maybe they could have examined the Telegraph's October 22, 2016 report showing that the U.S. leads the world in private firearm ownership, but does not crack the top 10 when it comes to firearm-related deaths. Lastly, and I mean, you would think these guys go to the same bars and everything, Volsky and Glaze could have grappled with Florida State University criminologist Gary Kleck's work on defensive gun use. His work has been in the public dialogue for 20-plus years now, and it shows that there are at least 760,000 defensive gun uses annually in the U.S. February 2015, Breitbart News reported that Kleck reaffirmed his findings after Politico magazine ran a column in which two investment counselors tried to take his academic research apart. They failed to present empirical evidence that disproved Kleck, just as Volsky and Glaze have failed to present a compelling argument for banning gun ownership by law-abiding Americans. That doesn't mean they're gonna stop. Mark Glaze used to be with the Brady campaign. I don't know who he's with now, or maybe he was with Everytown. He was with one of those Yahoo groups. He got out there, and Mark Glaze believes if I'm coming at him, and now this is not the wording he used, but this is the way it works out. He says that if I'm coming at him with an axe handle, I'm unarmed. See, here's the two things that gun grabbers do a really good job of. If you don't have a gun, you're unarmed. And if you are unarmed, you are undangerous. So if you're a Michael Brown and you just punch somebody in like a Darren Wilson in the face hard enough to break the ocular orbit around his eye, which is a little bit like breaking a tree stump, okay? That's a very hard bone. If you can punch somebody to break their ocular orbit around their eye, but you don't have a gun, well, you're unarmed and you're harmless. You outweigh the guy by 100 pounds, you are harmless. If you are charging the guy, and listen, there's not a whole lot of stuff that I'm terrified of. You will not see me running into a gun. If a gun is out and if it is pointed in my direction, you will not see me running into a gun. Definitely not straight ahead. I might do something laterally, and then I'm just going to be running for my life. I'm not going to be charging somebody. That's the best you're going to get out of me. Sorry. Unarmed does not mean harmless, and unarmed does not mean not having a gun does not mean unarmed. So now what they're basically saying is that any one of us could snap like the proverbial rubber band at any given time. The problem is the guns, and we can't have them no more. Something has to be done about that. I sit back, and I'm looking at these guys. I'm looking at Blumenthal, who was questioning Sessions today about guns, yesterday about guns, wanting to know about his thoughts on gun control and everything. These guys honestly do not get that they have been beaten. I don't find it particularly dangerous now, but it is very, very, very annoying. We've got much bigger fish to fry. We should be sitting back right now thinking about going after what crime we do have left. The law-abiding gun owner is not going to contribute to crime because they are law-abiding. I mean, do they understand how that works, that whole law-abiding dynamic? About, you know, pay attention to the law, live by the law. They probably don't, because they live by no law. They just sort of make it up as they go. This is a problem. You know, I'm not a Bible thumper or anything, but when you get out there and you take all vestige of faith out of your life, where you have no constraint in your life, regulating what you do and don't do and say and don't say, you get out there and you just think everybody's that way. You see the world through the lens of your life, and that's just not the way it exists. I would expect to see some more of this USA Today nonsense. Although, I did get a kick out of USA Today because apparently they exist behind a paywall. Now, listen, I will keep this in confidence, okay? But if you're paying for a digital subscription to USA Today, please email me and tell me why. Please email me and tell me why. And I will go out there and I will find you a place to go where you don't have to pay to get unbiased news, unless you're looking for biased news. But email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com if you are paying for a digital subscription to USA Today. I understand they probably have a nice sports section and everything else, but you know, I went there to try to see the source article, and it was behind a paywall, which is hilarious. That's just simply hilarious to me. So, there you have it. Coming up next, in the next hour, it's going to be Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense, the world according to Second Call Defense. He's running for re-election. We're going to talk all kinds of stuff when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.